For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's April the 15th and I'm glad you're with us today. I've got a half of a very special duel with us today, Kit Salter. But hi. Kathy isn't with you.
I can't go anywhere without somebody saying, oh, Kit, I'm glad to see you. Where's Kathy? And if I awkward have to say she's not here today, you can see them recalibrating. Well, maybe we can close the session down a little bit. Maybe, yeah. When's Kathy available?
Anyway, Kit is here. No, you're my friend. You're my friend, too. Kit is here to talk about and promote Ashland Out Loud. Now, what is Ashland Out Loud?
Ashland Out Loud is the wonderful brainchild of a gal named Kim Ponder, who, as president of the Southern Boone Chamber of Commerce some years ago, 6 years ago actually, said, we got to do something here to let people know how much energy there is in our little town of Ashland.
Yeah, there is a lot.
We are now the second largest town in all of Boone County. We've bumped Centralia. So we began doing things, and this year now, this is number six.
Let's stop this a minute. You said, so you're second behind the city of Columbia, Ashland is.
Oh, yeah. We're right at the edges of Columbia. We are getting closer all the time. We're thinking of annexing the airport.
Into Ashland. So it's going to be the Ashland.
That's right. Ashland International Airport.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, so we do a variety of things, and that's our hit. It starts at 8 in the morning. We've got the mayor's breakfast. We've got 23 businesses that have been extant with doors still open for 5 years to 35 years, and they all get celebrated at a breakfast with special Ashland Flower Girls Bakery pastries, an Ashland industry, to celebrate them.
I like that, an Ashland industry.
Yeah, an Ashland industry. And then we have stores are all open. We have 8 restaurants that have put on specials for eateries. Mm-hmm. We've got inexpensive pizza. We've got great pizza. We've got pork sandwiches. We've got a lot of stuff. All details are in the Boone County Journal.
Are you having a breakfast with the mayor, too?
You got it's a tenner. You got to have $10.
And, okay, so $10.
Get your breakfast and access to the 23 business owners who in pride will be carrying out their Ashland pastries with a little special cupcake that says congratulations on 20 years of business or something. And that begins a day of social activity that will go all the way through. We have Curious George coming in the afternoon. We've got musical groups in various places. We've got a sidewalk filled with tables of home-based businesses showing off their wares.
I mean, you people are really, really very proud of your town.
Yeah, we are. We're so tired of being the geographic bedroom community of Jefferson City and Columbia. Two professionals trying to find happiness in a small town. Choose Ashland. We want to be more than just a bedroom bunk for someone coming north and someone going south. And so this shows some of the stuff. We've got an artist group that are having a, at the Copper Kettle restaurant, they're having a painting old barns of Missouri. They're going to have a canvas show. We've got a 6 p.m. fun run, a run, jog, slither, stumble along a nice Ashland route. We've got a stroll in the afternoon to go through and see the flower shops.
Does anybody win this fun run, or is it just...
Whoever comes to Ashland wins. Okay. Anyone who finds out where Ashland is a winner just in that essence. Okay. To know suddenly where Alan Anderson is and where the eateries are, they've kind of won that way.
Yeah. Why, just personally, why do you feel so strongly about your community?
You love the idea of a small town that has some pride in itself. We've got a Southern Boone Historical Society. We've got a brand new library that we created by social action and working with the Boone County Regional, the Central Missouri Regional Library Group. And there are lots of people, quite different. There's a variety of folks there, but they all have a nice sort of simpaticoness for being Ashlanders. Mm-hmm. And so once a year we get to sort of show this off and get together.
Yeah. What's the population of your town?
3,707. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
More than Centralia, more than Hartsburg, more than Claysville.
But now, wait a minute. Now you're not taking anything away from Centralia
or Hartsburg.
No, sir. Because those are wonderful communities,
too. They are wonderful. And they want to come to a big city, they come to Ashland. That's the way to find out what a city can really be.
With 3,000? 3,000?
Yeah, 703 or 307. 3,307.
Okay, all right. So if you want to see what a really big city is, you go to Ashland with over 3,000 people in the community.
Listen to these things. I mean, I got stuff. We got a band group on Main Street at the Alan Anderson Glorious Designs and Flower Shop. Uh-huh. We've got a ribbon cutting for the Learning Garden at 5:30. We have a Learning Garden who got a grant.
I thought you said Looney Garden.
No, we got that at our place. We got that. There's a Learning Garden. Southern Boone Learning Garden got a grant for $475,000 this year.
Uh-huh.
It's a 5-year volunteer thing, and now it's getting formalized a little bit. So that's pretty exciting to have we have kids from grades kindergarten through fifth grade working gardens as part of their curriculum, raising all kinds of foods.
Didn't Kathy have a lot to do with this?
Kathy was involved with that. Kathy's at the heart of a bunch of stuff. And that learning garden was very important. So we're having a ribbon cutting at 5:30 on Thursday, April 18th. When's this going to be?
Thursday, April 18th. So this is Monday, so you got Tuesday and Wednesday to think about it, but you want to make sure that you put a great big circle on your calendar for Thursday, April the 18th.
And get some quarters and go and buy the Boone County Journal, which comes out on Tuesday night.
Tomorrow.
And then it's Wednesday, it's all available, because all the details and the restaurant specials.
Okay.
And one last thing. One last thing.
Okay.
If you buy some local products, you have gas or Mosier's Market or get some insurance.
Get some insurance?
You can get. We have insurance. We got financial managers. We got it all, baby.
Okay.
You get receipts. You put your name on them. Put them in some of the 5 drop boxes there. And every $20 you spend that day locally, that day and the next day, 18, 19, and 20, will give you a chance to win a prize worth $1,000.
Okay.
Which is a weekend with Paul and James.
I don't think that's true.
We haven't spoken yet about that. Sorry, I forgot to call you.
But anyway, it's Ashland Out Loud this coming Thursday. All kinds of big, important, fun things going on. Second largest town in Boone County. 3,700 people. Hey, Kit, thank you so much for coming
Always
by.
Always fun to talk
and,
to you,
and
Paul.
tell your lovely wife, Kathy, we said hi.
And Nico says hi to
tell
you,
Nico
too.
Tell Nico hi, too. Okay, tomorrow, River City Habitat for Humanity and Capital City Players. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. Thanks for moving the sign, Zach. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mazur. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.